sliding my skirt up over my hips. Exactly how I'd imagined all those times. He slides his hand around to grip my ass before suddenly lifting me from the bed. Still gripping his hair, I arch my back and wrap my legs around his waist. With a grunt, he slams me against the wall, kissing my neck, my chest, my face. One hand holding me up, the other twisting his fist into my long brown hair. I need you inside me now, I snap, lust making me unrecognizable, even to myself. Pulling my hair to tilt my face upwards, James takes my lower lip between his teeth, gently tugging and sucking. He drove his tongue inside her, setting off another shattering moan that was music to his ears. She was quite an instrument to play, so finely tuned. And if he touched her right, she made the most glorious sounds. Raw, intense, absolutely delicious noises of pleasure as he plundered her with his tongue. She grabbed his hair, yanked, and pulled him closer as he told her to do. He thrust one finger inside her, crooking it and hitting her in the spot that turned her moans into one long, high-pitched orgasm. She shuddered against him, her legs quaking, and when he finally slowed to look up at her, he saw her hair was a wild tumble, and her face was glowing. He leans down and kisses me, his fingers still moving rhythmically inside me, his thumb circling and pressing. His other hand scoops my hair off my head and holds my head in place. His tongue mirrors the actions of his fingers claiming me. My legs begin to stiffen as I push against his hand. He gentles his hand, so I'm brought back from the brink. I come instantly again and again, falling apart beneath him. Then I'm building again. I climax anew, calling out his name. Reaching down to pull me out of the water, he gripped me in his tanned arms, and a wave of electricity ran between us. I hadn't been wearing a bra, and as I clambered up to him, I realized my tiny knickers were see-through from the water. Of course, I felt self-conscious, but as his eyes flickered along my body, lingering on my heart and nipples, I almost forgot my embarrassment. I wanted him to look at me. I felt like it was the first time he'd really seen me. A wave of energy rushed through me, tingling between my thighs. If I hadn't seen the waiter walking over just then, well, I don't know for certain, but I felt sure he'd have kissed me. I wasn't able to sleep that night. It was infuriating knowing he was lying there in the next room, tantalizingly close. I imagined him naked in bed, fighting with a blanket in the heat, sleepless as me. I couldn't stand it. The desire he'd awakened in me had to be released. I slipped my fingers between my legs and imagined Tom's strong hands running up my thighs, his hot, hard lips and soft, wet tongue inside me. I bit down on my lip and clenched the sheets. With the thought of him, hard and thick, pulsing inside of me, I reached a shuddering orgasm before falling into a frustrated sleep. I've missed you, he says. I can feel how much he means it. And I rush towards him for a hug. But as I go to press my face into his chest, he lifts it upwards gently and kisses me full on the mouth. In that moment, I'm undone. My desire floods to the surface, and my hands run up to his face, kissing him fast and hard. He meets each of my kisses, pulling me closer, his hands up under my t-shirt, bringing every inch of skin to life with his touch. We pull each other's tops off hungrily as he pushes me down to the floor, undressing and kissing me all at once. When I'm right down to my panties, opening my legs to him, he stops, kneeling over me, his chest rippling above the waistband of his jeans. I've waited so long for this moment. Let's not rush it, he says, lifting my foot up to his mouth and kissing each of my toes. He moves along the inside of my legs, licking and kissing and stroking my skin with his cheek. He's everything I've ever fantasized about and more. As he kisses my stomach, he slides his hand inside of me, and he must feel how aroused I am because he groans. "You're beautiful, Jess," he whispers in my ear. "So beautiful." And I feel it, more beautiful than I've ever felt in my life. My hips are raised off the floor, tense and expectant, willing him to go deeper and deeper inside of me. He answers each of my groans, but then teases me, withdrawing his fingers with a stroke and entering again until I'm ready to explode. I reach into his jeans and tug at him, but he keeps whispering, "Not yet, Jess, not yet." He waits until I come, waves of pleasure surging through me. And with his hands still inside of me, he turns me over onto all fours, pulling me up onto his lap, so I'm kneeling with my back to him. I expect him to take his hand away, but he leaves it in there, slowly stroking me, reaching further and further with his fingertips, while his other hand kneads my breast, kissing my back the whole time. Another orgasm shudders through me. I'm still clenching and releasing in pleasure when he takes his hand away. I glance back over my shoulder and see he's pulled a condom out of his pocket. My mind reels. How did he know to bring a condom? Did he plan for this to happen? I expect myself to feel outraged, but instead I'm even more turned on. He slipped inside of me, controlling my movements with his hands gripping my waist. It's totally overwhelming, but at the same time, I never want it to stop. I swivel around and wrap my legs around his back, gripping the back of his neck and looking straight into his beautiful blue eyes. "Oh God," he groans and speeds up, pushing me back onto my elbows so he can lean forward and kiss my breasts. When I see he's about to orgasm, I feel so aroused, so full of desire, that I climax again, clutching him closer as we shiver against each other.